said Jane. And John Henry, just to mention some names. Well, there's a truck driving legend in the South today, a man called Bandit from Atlanta, GA. Ever give Jammer knows his name. They swear he got ice water running in his veins. A foot like lead and nerves like steel. He's gonna go to glory riding 18 wheel. Oh boy. He left Atlanta back in 63, hauling him a load up to Tennessee. He hit Mount Eagle in a driving rain, so hard he couldn't even see the passing lane. Well, he started down the grade when he lost a gear. He hit them brakes, found he had nowhere. The Mount Eagle grade is steep and long, and everybody that seen him thought the bandit was gone. Awesome. Well, his truck jackknife turned completely around. He was coming down backwards about the speed of sound. A lot of folks seen him, and they all say he had his head out to wind the hill and clear the way. Well, he got to the bottom, safe and sound. Everybody asked Bandit how he made it down. He said, folks, when the truck picked up too much speed, I just run along beside it and drug my feet. You heard the legend of Jesse James and John Henry, just to mention some names. Well, there's a truck driving legend in the South today, a man called Bandit from Atlanta, GA. Every year the jammer knows his name. They swear he's got ice water running in his veins. A foot like lead and nerves like steel. He's going up to glory riding 18 wheel. Oh, tell me.
Kirk, how you doing?
Art Eccles, how are you?
That's your rig, son?
Yeah?
Open her up. Let's see the manifest. Well, placing you under arrest for transporting alcoholic beverages across state lines without the proper permits.
And that means, you dumb cowboy, you know trucking Coors beer east of Texas is bootlegging? This here's Georgia, son.
Well, just a friendly bet. These two old boys, they put me up to it.
Now, when you gonna learn? Big and little Enos Burdett make that same bet with every gear jammer they can.
I say he ain't gonna go for your game.
Son, from what I've heard, the biggest thing about the bandit is his ego. And I figure that, plus a lot of my dollars, and he'll try anything, legal or not.
Well, now, they have put on quite a show for us today, haven't you, friend? Yes, sir, you have seen some of the finest gear jam in all of this country. Remember, these are the boys that make the law. Oh, they really did it today.
Cost you. Oh, where might I find the bandit?
I ain't seen him.
Over there behind his rig.
Who wants to see him?
Who's asking? I'm asking, because I'm the guy paying him $25 a day so all his loyal fans can look at him.
Do it. I'm buying your traction for a half an hour.
Egotistical son of a bitch.
Any guy that would paint his truck like this would go to a minister's funeral dressed in feathers.
See, son? Old legends never die. They just lose weight.
Seems like a legend and an out-of-work bum look a lot alike, Daddy.
Bandit, me and my son are here.
Oh, I love your suits. It must be a bitch getting a size 68 extra fat and a 12 dwarf.
I came to make a deal. What's he get if he wins this truck rodeo thing?
If?
$5,000, Daddy.
Chicken shit money.
Just what the hell you want, anyway?
You to get out of this dumbass rodeo and accept a real challenge.
Now, get the Texarkana and back in 28 hours. That's no problem.
It ain't never been done before, Hotshot.
Watch your language, little lady. The problem is that Coors beer, you take that east of Texas, and that's bootlegging.
You know, I believe you're just a little bit scared.
That's great psychology. Why don't you just say something bad about my mother?
Your mama is so ugly.
Look, you make this run for me. Now, these Peterbilts here are worth $80,000. That comes to about $3,000 an hour if you make it in 28 hours. How about that for a challenge?
Dad, I don't believe that that's necessary.
Never mind.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
You see, I got a boy running tomorrow in the Southern Classic, and when he wins, I want to celebrate in style.
How much style?
Well, I got a few friends and me, 400 cases. Well?
Well, let me see your cash.
Big Enos's word is gold. All right, show him the cash. Go ahead, little.
Shit.
Well, I see there's 400 cases of beer. I'll need the cash for that.
No problem. Go ahead, boy.
New car. I gotta have a new car to block for the truck, you know?
Okay, go ahead, boy.
I'd like to kick his ass just once.
Speedy car. Speedier than that.
Go ahead.
Drop them like flies, well. Isn't he? Well, well, well. Hello, beautiful. How about gorgeous?
You can't have him.
Well, obviously you can. What are you trying to do, start another race?
Hey, look, Bandit, look, look, look. You got to leave us in jail once. Leave us alone.
Hey, Uncle Ben!
He ain't your damn uncle.
I always recognize you,
you
little devil.
What are
you
damn kids?
You know
get this mud out of here.
You kick me right in the balls.
Damn it, Bandit, look at me.
I find it hard to look at you, Wynette. Very hard, especially when you've got those things in your hair. Makes me think you're listening to a radio station in Savannah.
You can't go in there and bother Cletus. Hey, this is my home.
Cletus.
No.
I know in the past I may have done you wrong. Right?
Right.
However, in the future, Cletus, I will never, ever do you wrong again. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, we have a big chance. A big chance to make a run for some big bucks. 80,000 of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna do, kidnap the Pope or something?
How'd you guess? No, we're just gonna run over to Texarkana and pick up 400 cases of Coors. And bring it back in 28 hours.
Whoa, I got plans for you.
That's called bootlegging, and that's against the law. Well, who gives a turkey? When the snowman and the bandit are running the booze, no one can stop it.
Hold it right there. There ain't gonna be no more snowman and bandit. You understand me?
Why?
Well, because I've got to go in the morning to Conyers and pick up a load of manure.
Shitty job. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Ask me. What the hell are we want to go to Texas for and haul beer back here? What is that?
For the good old American life. For the money, for the glory, and for the fun. Mostly for the money. Now, you know what we're gonna do when we get the money?
Hmm?
What? We're gonna buy a new rig. You're crazy, you know that?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yes.
By the way, how much money did you say it was?
$80,000.
$80,000.
Hmm.
Wynette! Now, Bo, I'm telling you, that here ain't gonna be no problem.
Well, I can see he's gonna be a major asset.
And besides, Ann, he's one hellacious watchdog.
Well, let's get going.
Whoa, hold a minute.
What?
I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Sit right there, Fred. You mean to tell me we're gonna drive from here to Texarkana, Texas, and back to here in 28 hours?
It's only 900 miles there and 900 miles back.
Well, for your information, that ain't never been done, not no rig.
That's because you and I ain't never done it in no rig. You got to stop thinking so negative, son. Of course we can make it. We ain't never not made it yet, have we?
Well, no.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I see, all right. I see our ass in a swing if we get caught. That's what I see.
God almighty, would you look at that?
Beautiful, huh?
Honey, hush. Well, I don't guess we're gonna be riding in a truck together this time, are we?
Oh, no, son, no, son. I'll be driving this one.
Hey, blocker.
Blocker. You'll be driving the truck. This is Bandit 1, and that is...
Bandit 2. Mm-hmm. Together again.
Oh, yeah, like Fred and Ginger and Lester and Earl.
That's right, but we got a problem.
What's that?
Now, you know them Smokies, they got them CBs in their car now. You know that.
I know that. I know that. I haven't worked that out yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Hey.
You got an idea?
I got an idea.
Look, yeah.
Why don't we do this? If I say go to Channel 21, forget it. We ain't going to 21. We're going to 19.
21 is 19?
21
is
19. That's good. All right, if I say go to Channel 6, forget it. We go to 3.
I don't go to 6. I go to 3.
Good.
We go to 3.
Perfect.
Now, if I say go to Channel 2, we're going to go to Channel 1.
2 is 1.
See, that'll confuse everybody.
That'll confuse them. On the other hand,
yeah.
If we stayed on the odd channels,
yeah.
Right? Switched every time and started in the basement, that'd work too.
Huh?
That'd do it too, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, that'll work, too, I guess.
Let's haul ass.
I'm ready.
Sakes, you put about 8.5 on me. Blowing the windows down. Bring it on.
I'll be within earshot. You keep it wound up to around 90.
Hey, Bandit, me and Fred's got a question.
What do you and Fred want?
How come we doing this?
Well, why not?
Well, they said it couldn't be done.
Well, that's the reason, son.
That's good with Fred. We're clear.
10-4.
Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? And there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm westbound just watch old Bandit run.
Talks into something we're gonna be sorry for, son. Cause he's about as crazy as you are ugly.
Found just bandit run.
Town, ain't it?
Yeah, we don't want to do around here for excitement.
We'll probably sit around and watch the cars rust.
Damn it, it's locked.
You know, we're about an hour ahead of schedule.
Well, let's keep it that way, huh?
All right.
Hey, want a beer?
Well, fun.
Redneck heaven.
How are we gonna loan all this stuff, though?
I'll load it with this.
You can't drive a forklift.
Oh, I can drive any forking thing around.
Will you get serious? Can you drive this thing?
You big dumb.
Hey, crank it up. Now back it up.
Oh, shut up.
I said back it up. Now raise it up.
Back it up.
I'm going up. All right, just eat. You know what? I just, hold it. Just the beer. Watch the beer.
You all right?
Very funny. Very funny.
I thought it was funny.
Hey, we really ought to pay somebody for that mess we made here.
All right, have you? I got that all worked out. You just leave a note, tell the folks to send the bill to Big Enos Burdett.
Send bill to Big Enos Burdett. Burdett, B. B R B U R. Be hell, I got to go.
Hey, Spider-Man, are you out there? Come back.
No, man. How we doing, son? Come on back.
Hang on just a minute, I'll tell you. Looks like we're about 28 minutes ahead of schedule.
Come back?
I hate to say I told you so.
Well, now don't lose your head, son. We still got a lot of boogieing to do.
Now put the pedal to the metal. I'm 10-10 on the side.
For sure, for sure. Me and Fred here. We got your back door, ain't we, Fred?
Sorry, I don't want to get married.
Terrific. That makes two of us. Will you unzip me?
Sure.
Does this thing move?
Oh, yeah.
Where are we going? No, don't tell me. Let me guess. We are a bride in search of a wedding.
No.
No?
There is a wedding in search of a bride. Let me put it another way. Think of it as a wedding posse in search of a bride. Do you understand that, cowboy?
Yeah. What are you doing?
These are my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And these are my legs.
Yeah. What are you going to do with them?
With the shoes or the legs?
Last time I saw legs like that, they had a message tied to them.
What do you mean? These are great little legs. I'm a professional.
Well, in that case, you shouldn't be dressed in white.
Dancer.
Oh. Well, cowboys love fat calves. Bigger than mine.
Do we really want to talk about legs?
Well, one of us does. Otherwise, we're
smart ass.
What are we doing now?
Well, I am getting my clothes, you fool.
That's
good idea. Why don't you slip into something comfortable?
Are we really going 110? Uh-huh. We're going 110. Why do you wear that cowboy hat? I know, because you think it looks dazzling on you. Ugh. You have no idea when I bought this wedding dress. It was going to be so hard to get out of.
Hold up in that car wash, gentlemen. Come here, son. Whoops. You look tired, boy.
Rest yourself.
You punks look tuckered out, too. Attention getter. Now, a lady in a wedding gown.
Yes, sir.
Get in a car?
Yes, sir.
See who's driving?
No, sir.
License plate?
Yes, sir. Georgia plates. Ban 1. BAN-ONE.
All right, now you boys just stay here and watch the car. There might be some vandals around who want to steal something. So you boys just stay here and keep your hands on the car until one of my associates arrives. And don't go home. Don't go to eat. And don't play with yourself. It wouldn't look nice on my highway. Oh, you can think about it, but don't.
He's gone. Let's get out of here.
Shit. You know what you want. I'm staying right here.
I'm 28 years old. Oh, goodness, what's this? Just tuck it right in. I was down here dancing in a home appliance show. I danced around 3 trash matches.
Talk to me,
it was really
my
a
boy.
Great show. I had this costume that all lit up, and I only short-circuited
once.
Howdy
there, good buddy.
Where'd you get that seat cover, son?
Oh.
No, so this ain't
night,
no seat cover.
One night I was standing out in the parking lot with my costume with the
light bulbs
Lawrence
on it, of Arabia.
And I met this guy. These can't be my pants. God, he was good looking. And he had this hat on. And
funny,
he was
ain't
tall.
You?
And, I don't know, I think he was from Texas or something, I think. And I thought, I don't know, why don't you marry the guy? What else have you...
Nobody walks out on a pretty wooden eye setup. I'm gonna get that girl set up, but then straight. She insulted my town. She insulted my son.
Look, what if we...
Shut up. She insulted my authority.
Yeah.
And that's nothing but pure and simple old-fashioned communism. Happens every time one of those dancers start poontanging around with those show folk fags.
I mean, it was halfway down the aisle. And I said to myself, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? His mother doesn't even have any teeth. And then I jumped in his car, and I don't know, it blew up on the side of the road. And then I ended up in this goddamn airplane. What do you do?
I don't remember.
Oh, are we on the air?
Sort of, yeah.
You think I'm... Ugh, nuts, don't you?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I picked up 3 brides yesterday. Just like you, very subdued.
Hey, what? What's going on up there?
Come back, Bandit.
Bandit? Is that your name or your profession?
That's my handle. Bo's my real name. What's your name?
Carrie.
Hey, is she wearing a wedding dress?
She was.
What's she wearing now? Come back. Hey, you got peanut butter or something in your ears? Tell me what that woman's got on. Her mind? 10-4.
No koozie's gonna leave me at no church. Decorating up a whole town at a cost of $40.
Right.
I can see her now. Running back up that aisle. No, she was dancing back up the aisle. And knockers bouncing all over the joint. Look over that way. Her ass was wiggling too.
Why so fast? You late for a big bowling date?
Cute.
So, tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know, my son?
No, I mean, what do you do besides drive fast?
Have fun.
Is this fun?
Driving?
Oh, driving, talking to me.
Well, they're both a challenge.
You've got a great profile.
Yeah, I do, don't I? Especially from the side.
Well, at least we finally agree on something.
Yeah. We both like half my face.
Hey, would a cop taking a leak on the side of the road interest you?
Yes, it would. He's taking a 10-100.
Well, at least it's better than a 10-200.
Smokey. Things are fabulous.
I think I just went 10-100.
No, it's better than 10-200.
That's
Well, the more wheels you got, the better I like it. I'm the brother of a truck driving mother. Boogity 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 boogity.
Snowman, you got your ears on?
You lucky devil, you got him. Where the hell are you?
I'm on a two-lane blacktop. Highway marker number 71. How's our time doing?
Oh, how we doing on time? Doing about 25 minutes ahead of schedule. Come back.
What's your 20?
Oh, I'm about 4 miles ahead of you, turkey.
Not for long.
Breaker, breaker to the bandit.
Come on back, breaker.
Bandit, I've got a smoking report for you. Come on.
Well, talk to me, good buddy.
You got trouble coming.
Well, what's your handle, son, and what's your 20?
My handle's Smokey Bear, and I'm tail-grabbing your ass right now.
God damn, it's a Texas Mountie. What the hell's he doing in Arkansas?
I don't know.
Well, let's just see what he's got under the hood.
Bye-bye, baby. smoke much?
I just started.
Cletus, you got your ears on, son.
Oh, bring it on, you lucky devil.
Coming around you.
Oh, go ahead. Look, be careful. You're going to have to make your own lane, buddy, because you've definitely got some oncoming traffic. Be careful. Be careful.
Hopping around. And you're kind of cute like a frog, and I'd like to jump you.
Nobody. Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a possum's becker.
Except for that.
Your ass.
Break for that bandit one. Break for that bandit one.
Yes, no man. Come on back.
There was a Texas bubblegum machine on your back door.
A Texas bubblegum machine?
Yeah, I saw him.
Boss, you ain't gonna believe this, but that crazy somebody's just trying to drive right up under my truck.
What's a Texas county miner doing in Arkansas?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, who the hell knows?
I really don't know.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice. I'm in pursuit of a black Trans Am. He's all mine, so stay out of the way.
This is Sheriff George Branford of Deason County, Arkansas. We are apprised of the situation and are taking appropriate measures. Did you say you are a sheriff?
That's a big 10-4! This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Texas!
Texas? You know, of course, that you're out of your jurisdiction. I suggest that you let my department handle the situation.
That's very comforting, but I'm in a high-speed pursuit. Don't you hear good?
I hear perfectly. The fact that you are a sheriff is not germane to the situation.
The goddamn Germans got nothing to do with it.
What do you say?
Shut up one shit at a time.
All right. What do you say?
We lost him.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice again. I lost that Trans Am. Set up a roadblock.
Good idea.
What the hell you know?
I believe we have the situation well under control, Sheriff.
Breaker, breaker. This breaker's looking for the bandit. Come on, you out there, son?
You got the bandit. Come on back.
My handle's Silver Tongue Devil, and I'm here to tell you your fellow CBers are mighty proud of you out there. Come on.
Well, thank you, son. I appreciate it.
Tell me, you coming up on Fayetteville on Interstate 82?
Yeah, we're almost on top of it.
Well, then I got a big bad bear story for you out there. I just rolled past a county mining roadblock down there.
You are a silver-tongued devil.
That's a big 10-4, good buddy.
Well, you keep your wheels spinning and the beavers grinning in, huh? I'm out. Why, thank you, officer.
Classy guy.
Classy guy.
The
Did you see that? They went right through our roadblock.
You some bitches couldn't close an umbrella.
Listen, I don't care if your daddy is the mayor. You wreck this car, it's gonna come out of your pay.
Yeah, but Sheriff, he's getting away.
Son, he's not going anywhere. The Mulberry Bridge has been dismantled for the past 6 months.
Oh.
That's not good.
It would be better with a whole bridge.
That's worse.
Why don't you just drop me off here? I'll catch a cab.
Too late now.
I am Sheriff Branford.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio. What the hell is the world coming to?
Good to meet Tower Power. Hey, listen, good buddy.
What channel
you bring
are
your
on?
Wife, I'll pick up some old hide.
What hey, channel are we on?
11.
Snowman, are you out there, son?
I'm up here doing what I'm supposed to be doing. What are y'all doing back there? He and his shin? Come back.
Now, we've been playing little bridge. How we been doing?
We losing minutes, son. We losing minutes. If you don't get up here and run these men fence,
then you ain't ever gonna make it. Come back.
Look, I'm gonna drop the little dolly here off at a choking puke, and then I'm gonna get right back on the job.
All right, 10-4 on that choking puke. Oh, by the way, Bandit.
Yeah, guy.
How about bringing me a hamburger for Fred here? I'm getting to worry about him. He's looking a little thin in the skin.
You got him.
Choking puke.
Choking puke. That's where I'll get off.
Right. You know, you ought to give up smoking. That's bad for your health.
But I enjoy it so much.
I guess you can get your ticket over there. You got enough money?
Yeah. I have enough to get to Jersey. Walk the rest of the way. Hey, thanks.
Oh. It was nothing. I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Frog? You gonna be all right?
Yeah. I'm always all right.
Hey.
I have a couple of cheeseburgers to go and a glass of iced tea.
Yeah, okay.
How much owe you, ma'am?
Dollar and a half.
There you are. Keep change.
Just keep your eye out for that Mr. Vanderpump.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich of Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry. You want something?
Hush, puppy, Daddy.
We got no time for that crap. You son of a bitch.
Diablo and Doc.
Thank you nicely.
You must be in a hell of a hurry, huh, Sheriff?
Bet your ass on that boy.
Oh, you got a little mess there. Let me help you out here. Get that off of there. That's a way for an officer.
Multiplied.
Who are you chasing? Somebody chasing you?
Nobody's chasing me, boy. I've been chasing a goddamn maniac all the way from Texarkana, Texas.
Really? Was he a bank robber?
Look, brother. Bank robbing his baby kid alongside of what this dude is doing.
Yeah.
Almost killed 20 law officers. Driving through people's backyards, knocking down mailboxes. Got a broad in the car, took across the state line, got the man out. I don't think he's got a permission, and that's getting him. How's that for hijinks? What
oh? Oh, let me pay for it.
No,
you're an officer of the law. I'd be honored.
Yeah, much obliged. Where's the can? I gotta take a squirt.
Right back there. Just need a minute.
What the? Hey! What are you doing in my car?
You're going the wrong way.
Oh. Hang on.
What the hell are you doing?
Sheriff Justice is in there.
I know.
Thank you, nice lady.
Sure thing.
Woo-hoo, Sheriff.
Woo-hoo. Nice hat.
Dumped at any old truck stop. I wanted to stay with you, and I needed an excuse.
Why didn't you ask?
Well, you might have said no, and I have a hard time handling rejections.
I think it'd be a good idea if we change places, don't you?
Yeah.
You kind of be a passenger for a while now?
Yeah.
Up. I just kind of slide right.
Oh, you got my hair.
It's all right. Just slide right under.
Ooh, I don't know. Wait.
I got it.
Wait.
I got it.
Wait. No.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
All right, hold it.
Okay.
Stuck here.
Wait.
This is not working.
I got my phone.
No, come on. It's not. God damn it. I saw him do it in movies. Oh my God!
Doctor, you gonna be talking out of your ass?
Daddy, the top came off.
No shit.
Snowman, how are your vocal cords?
Well, my vocal cords are fine. I'm a little worried about Fred now. He's been gnawing everything in the cab of this truck, barking and screaming. I think he's turned into a stalk of bananas. Come back.
What's your 20?
About 16 miles this side of Mississippi.
Whoa, hold it.
I just passed another Kojak with a Kodak. This place crawling with bears. Where the hell are you?
Come back.
I'm still trying to get rid of that Texas County Mountie. I don't know what the hell he wants.
You know what he wants. I mean, how would you like to be the dude that handcuffs a legend?
Listen, give me 5 minutes. We're going to put some moves on that mother. I'll meet you at Old Miss.
Well, you better hurry or we can just kiss that money goodbye. You understand that?
I'll read you loud and clear. 10-4.
You got the one snowman. I'm eastbound and down. We're gone, killer.
That's the way I want to go out. That's the best way.
Hey, man, watch it.
What the hell was that?
A left, or a half of you.
Well, please don't do it anymore.
Hey, you know who that was?
Check this out. Bandit, this here is the grave robber. Put the pedal to the metal, good buddy, and we'll hold this county mountie as long as we can. Come on.
Well, go, girl, go.
I'm going, I'm going. I got the metal to the pedal and the thing to the floor. And...
A lot of friends, didn't he?
If they had cremated the son of a bitch, I could have been kicking up Mr. Bandit's ass around the moon by now.
Better anyway.
Yes, have a smoke. It seems to help.
Come on, defense. Come on, Billy Ray, get tough.
You know, I wanted to be a high fashion model once.
Really?
But hell, how long can you model clothes for 8-year-olds? Boys. Besides that, my cheeks were too fat. These cheeks.
There's kids, for Christ's sake, watch out! Look out for the kids! Don't hit the kid!
Oh, get your hands off my wheel!
God!
Oh, leave the left, leave the right, stand up, sit down!
What are you doing? Stand up there and see if you can see where the hell he went! Can you see anything?
Yeah, it's a football game. Can we watch, Daddy?
Hey, you stay and watch the game. I'm going back.
Daddy!
Bandit, you reckless, and you live much too hard. I'll be Nashville.
Yo, Snowman, are you out there, son? What's your 20? Where are you?
I'm at mile marker 85. Come back.
Son of a gun, so am I.
Oh, damn gang. Damn gang.
Cletus?
Yeah.
This is Frog.
Hello, Frog. Won't you meet Fred, Frog?
Hey, Fred.
This is for Fred. Frog,
feet, Fred.
Fine.
Hey,
look, what the hell's wrong with you? You told me you're going to dump the chick at the truck stop.
Well,
what happened?
A little complications, that's all.
You always run into complications. You know what the complications are? They
always
are
doing
the same
time-wise.
Thing. You run into some chick, we ain't doing no good on the time
what
at all.
What the hell are we standing here yapping for?
Well, it's the chick. You've got...
Here we go. Ooh, ah. Switch down the next channel. Right.
Yeah. Hey, Bandit. Nice ass.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Trey, come on. Let's go, boy. Come on. Up here, Pete. Come on. Come on. Fred, I'm so damn tired of picking you up. I got to. Fred!
Did Cletus call you a legend?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, I used to do some crazy things. I used to.
Oh. So did I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. I'm a gypsy. 4. That's someone who goes from chorus line to chorus line. 6, 7, 8. You know, I was on Broadway once.
Really?
For almost 12 minutes.
Oh.
Show closed the first night. But God, I was so good. You should have seen me. You'd have loved me. What do you do?
Well, I
straight.
I just go from place to place and do what I do best.
What's that?
Show off.
Yeah, you do that well. You do. So do I.
For almost 12 minutes.
Oh, shut up.
Come here, Fred. Come here, boy. Come on. Fred, don't you make me come after you. Get over here, Fred.
Come here. I'm in a hurry, and you want to take a swim? You drive me crazy, Fred. You just drive me crazy. Oh, get up here. What is the matter with you, Fred? That's it for you and the truck driving. I'll tell you that right now.
Look, I've got to go. 10-100. Could I have a dime?
Crawl under.
Terrific. Crawl under.
Howdy. Trans Am, what's your pleasures?
Fill it up, my man.
Give me that talker.
Hello, Mr. Bandit. Just happen to be listening out there. Can you hear me, boy?
This is the Bandit. Well, I got a dead end.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Texas.
Well, hot damn. Welcome to Mississippi, Sheriff.
Thank you, Mr. Bandit. And I got a big welcome waiting for you when I get you back home. You some bitch.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening. Now, here it is, you tick turd. I'm gonna get you. I didn't come all the way this far to go home with empty pockets.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you that. How come you're following me?
I'd be delighted to tell you, Mr. Bandit. You see, when I get you back home, I'm gonna find the tallest tree in the country. And then I'm gonna hang you from it.
Sheriff.
I'm listening.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Smart aleck.
Tell you what, partner. You keep this one for yourself.
Right. Have a smooth ride, Mr. Bandit.
Thank you, partner.
Oof.
Snowman. I'm right beside you, son.
Looks like we got a clear shot all the way to the Bama state line.
Oh, a clear shot to the Bama state line, huh? I'm gonna believe that when I see it.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice putting out an Oak Point advisory.
That Black Trans Am is now headed toward Alabama.
What happened, Daddy?
Get back in the goddamn car.
You know who I feel has really revolutionized the American musical theater? That's Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Stephen Sondheim?
Yeah, does he do a lot of musicals and stuff?
Yeah.
You ever do anything with Brenda Lee?
Does she dance?
She spins, she's a little spinner.
Oh, and they were a good group.
Spinners were good, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been in any high school plays and stuff?
Holy shit. We got a lot of company up there. A lot of company.
Sarge, he comes!
Yeah, I got eyes.
Are you ready, Roy?
I was born ready.
Don't you stand there! Let's go get him!
Drives pretty good, don't he, Sarge?
Just say about that!
Pond hopping, Frog?
Swell.
I know you're in a little stress here, but did you see a Black Trans Am go by?
He caused all of this. The bandit. Ain't he something?
The bandit ain't nothing. He's a metal. Good shit!
Put the evidence in the car.
But Daddy,
the evidence in the car. I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses.
Put the evidence in the back. There's no way. No way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
I'll be with you in a moment, young man.
Bandit, honey, this is the Good Witch of the North speaking. You'd better not come this way. There's been a little fender bender here on 64.
Snowman, did you copy that?
Yeah, I got a great big fall on that for sure. That'll work good for me, Bandit. Because I need to pull off here and suck up a little go-go juice and put some groceries down my neck. So y'all be careful and I'll catch you later. One snowman, I'm clearing on the side.
We'll be 10-10 on the side, son.
Lady, don't you know you're supposed to signal?
Oh, really?
They call you the Bandit, an outlaw untamed, shackled only by freedom. You wear no man's chain.
We got some time. You want to stretch your legs, Frog?
Some say they despise you. Well, maybe they do. But deep down inside them, I bet they wish they were you.
Fill her up, Hollis.
Yeah. Come on, Frederick.
My boy, my boy. Let's go get some of the bars, please. You wanna die, friend? Where's it?
Come on, boys. Inside. Come on, boy.
The bar. Surprise. Look who's here.
I knew you was coming.
Oh, Snowman. What do you mean you knew I was coming? About as rotten as that food you've been poisoning me with for the last
How many
years.
Do you want?
I don't know. Fix the same thing. Just cook the onions this time.
Well, how in the hell have you been, Sugar Bear?
Pretty good. How about you, Snowman?
Oh, pretty good, considering the shape I'm in.
So long to Annette.
Okay.
Looks like old Fred's getting fat.
Yeah, tell me about it. And it damn sure ain't meat and food at this joint.
Tell me about that.
I know it. By the way, where did you get on that waterhog back there?
Damn if I know. They slid in here a little while ago. I'm gonna slide on out. I'm gonna catch you later, Snowman.
Yeah,
but... Who's ready for a beer?
Why don't you just leave me? Yes, operator. Now, this is a collect call from Cletus Snow. No, I am not Hank Snow's brother. No. Hey, Sugar Babe, how you doing?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you think we have anything in common? I mean, besides being chased around the country in that fakakta car.
Yeah. Like what?
You've ever seen a Broadway show Chorus Line?
No.
You like Elton John?
No. You know who Casey Tibbs is?
Baseball player.
Close. Richard Petty.
No.
Waylon Jennings. No.
No.
When you tell somebody something, it depends on what part of the United States you're standing in as to just how dumb you are.
Mr. Bandit, you have a lyrical way of cutting through the bullshit.
And you have a unique way with the English language, Miss Frog.
Bandit, steal a lady's heart with only a smile.
Don't you ever take that
Bandit,
hat off for anything?
You're reckless.
Sure. I take it off for one thing. And one thing only.
Oh. If we were lost on a desert island together,
Yes.
Do you think we'd get along and talk and things?
Sure. Yeah, we get along. It'd never be boring, I can tell you that. It would never be boring.
Take your hat off. If you want to.
They call you the bandit. They call you the bandit. They call you the bandit. They call you the bandit.
Look, honey, we'll be home in a little while. I'm
hungry. Hey, just your goddamn mutt.
Honey, I gotta go. I gotta go back. Yeah, this is my dog. Yeah.
Oh, you just bit me.
Fred, come here, Fred.
I said he just bit me.
Put the son of a bitch out of his misery.
That's roasting.
It's not a bad idea.
He did.
I don't think Fred bit you, mister. Because Fred absolutely don't like grease.
Billy,
73, 84.
Never mind. Excuse the change.
All right, what
Crawford, don't you know you can't drive a piece of shit like that on the highway?
I'll thank you not to use that kind of language in my presence.
Never mind that crap. Now, what the hell is this?
This is evidence.
Evidence? Well, I don't care what it is. You can't drive this piece of shit on my highway.
I'm telling you for the last time. I happen to have my young son in the car, and I don't want to hear that kind of language.
Look, I'm asking you one
single
goddamn
hold death. Don't you ever raise your voice to me. Do you know who you're talking to? I happen to be Buford T. Justice, a distinguished officer of over 30 years seniority. One of the most highly respected law enforcement agents
in the United States of America. That vehicle happens to be evidence. Valuable evidence that's going to convict a maniac that I've been trying to apprehend and that I have been in high-speed pursuit of for 700 miles. He is wanted for a man act, kidnapping, and the attempted murder of over 20 brother officers.
Sir, I'm sorry. I had no idea. It never occurred to me. Well, please, sir, you proceed immediately. And, well, sir, I hope you'll accept my apologies for my profanity.
Apology accepted. No.
How about you, bandit? You copy this snowman. Come on.
I got you, son. Come on back.
Look, you ain't gonna believe it, but I just did my invitation to Joe Palooka. I went a few rounds with some dudes back here just to eat him up and join
him. Oh, I believe you. I believe anything you tell me. How'd you do? Same as always?
Yeah, not normal. I lost. Hey, look, and we also lost a lot of valuable time, too. We're gonna really have to cook.
Is that a 10-4?
That's a big 10-4.
Relationship was with an acid rock singer named Robert Crumley. We were together, 8.5 days. God, I really thought that was it.
And?
One day I came home and found him in the shower with a girl and her mother.
Well, at least he kept it in the family.
You have a wonderful way of putting things.
So did he.
Oh, yes.
Breaker 19. This is the bandit. I'm looking for a westbounder on Highway 85. I need a smoking report, and I need it bad, son.
This is Foxy Lady Bandit. We heard you were coming by, and we decided we'd take care of those bears for you. You know, a little personalized service.
Well, just send me the bill, Foxy Lady.
Better yet, why don't you come by and pay up in person?
I'll catch you on the flip side, darling. I'm too pooped to pop.
Hey, listen.
Stop. But I'm just ahead of you. I'm at mile marker 86. Come on by, Bandit.
All right, you talk me into it.
Nah, I got the sumbitch. And I got him with his fly open.
Whew. Well, what are we going to do when we get home?
Go to bed. For a week.
Good idea.
And sleep.
Want a bed?
Hey, Orville, you seen that new waitress down at the diner named Arlene?
Yeah, man, she's got some nice legs.
Man, she's looking good. I'd like to take a run on her.
Oh, man, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you. Let me tell you something about that. I tell you, she makes herself a bachelor.
Feel lucky?
Let's get him.
It's the bandit.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch the bandit run.
Oh, shit.
Breaker 19. I see a portable gas station up ahead of me. Do you copy?
Hey, is this the bandit? This is Mr. B, and I'm gear jamming this rolling refinery. You got another Smokey on the rubber?
This is the bandit, son. Can we slide right into your convoy there?
Come ahead on, bandit. We'll slip you into the rocking chair. Play a little hide and seek. The welcome mat is out, and you're coming home.
10-4.
going in the rocking chair, honey.
Good.
Trucks, I love them. I love them.
This is not a convoy. This is a dream.
They can see right down into this car, you know that?
Well, so what? That's why I always used to love to drive those trucks, darling. Spot those beavers.
Safe as in your mother's womb here, darling.
Is that right?
Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Thank me by not getting caught. Have a good day, and a better one tomorrow, good buddy.
Hey, Bandit, this is Little Beaver. Put your foot on the floor, we got your back door, and I'm cleared.
That's a 10-4. No, man, you got your ears on, son.
You got him, you lucky devil.
You're about to come up on a convoy. Just keep the rubber band stretched real tight.
10-4, 10-4. I'm bringing it, son, I'm bringing it. I'm clear.
Bounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, we'll watch your bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run the race. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit.
I don't care if you're the governor of Texas. You're making a big mistake.
Read up, it's right, Junior.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be held against you in a court of law. And,
what's all this about?
Boy, hello, officer. Glad you're here to assist me. My name is Sheriff Buford T. Justice. I have just apprehended the bandit.
No, sir. You just apprehended my captain.
Take the cuffs off, Junior.
But, Daddy, we just...
Let the cuffs off, you moose twit. May I express my feelings about inconveniencing you? But if you're going to hang out in these kind of joints, wear a badge on your dirty.
Trouble.
Please roger that transmission.
Hold on to Fred, son. Here comes the cavalry.
Howdy, officer.
How you doing? Give me your license manifest, boy.
Manifest.
You know you was going 96 miles an hour?
Was I doing 96?
You damn right you was.
I didn't know this truck could do 96 miles an hour.
When the judge gets to you, boy, he's gonna turn you every way but loose. It's time you truckers learn these roads don't belong to you, boy.
Yeah, I know that. You be careful, you hear? Don't take your foot off of that hammer, son. Them bears about to fall over you like maple syrup. 10-4.
That's a big 10-4. I copy you. Damn, he's been stirring up trouble.
Breaker 1-9, is that Hop Pants Hilliard I hear yakking out there?
And who wants to know?
This is a bandit, darling.
Well, where are you, you bodied-up, smooth-talking thing? And how can I help? Bring it back.
You still working at that choking puke on West 85?
Affirmative, affirmative. I'm still dishing it out.
Listen, darling, we're gonna come screaming by there in about 5 minutes with a herd of Smokies on our ass.
How about getting those pallies of yours out there and block them off?
Woo! Love to, but hey, you're gonna owe me one.
I owe you a big one.
That's a big 10-4.
10-4.
All right, gang, we're gonna go for a big smoky red 22.
Woo!
You
ride
right with me?
Yeah.
Go!
You sure we ain't gonna get in trouble?
Yeah. I've done it before.
Thank you.
fitting willing. She always was.
Okay, gang, be alert, because here he comes.
Well, go ahead and answer.
10-4, hot pants, we copy.
Let go of the button.
Car 12, Bobby Lee and I have him westbound on 75.
Peters, where the hell are we?
4 miles to go, good buddy.
4 miles.
4 miles.
Damn it, 4 miles.
Did you count on this? I mean, all of this?
No, I didn't, honey.
Cletus?
Talk to me, my boy.
God damn it, son, we gave it our best shot. I don't like us any more than you do, but we ain't gonna make it, son. We're gonna hang it up.
Whoa, negatory, negatory. What are you, crazy something? We come this far, ain't we? Look, when we say we're gonna do a job, we do a job?
It's me they're after. They don't even know Cletus Snow exists.
Oh, they don't? Well, I tell you what we're gonna do. We're just gonna introduce him to the boy. So move over a little bit, good buddy, because the snowman is coming through. Hold on your ass, Fred.
Damn, we're gonna make it.
About to have your evening ruined for you.
All right.
Trouble.
I know we're in trouble.
What time is it?
1 minute after.
God damn, we're 10 minutes early.
In trouble, we're in trouble.
I know we're in trouble. Look, we need two things. We need a way out of here, we need the money.
Well, here's my Cadillac. That'll leave me with an even dozen. Good luck, son.
Cletus, get the money. Yeah, how about the money?
How about double or nothing?
How about forgetting it?
Oh, wait a minute. What about double or nothing?
You run up to Boston and bring back some clam chowder for me and my daddy.
You're on.
You're on.
In 18 hours?
You're still on. you're crazy. And I'm divorced. And you half bad is.
To one, I break the son of a bitch this time.
Give me 500 on the bandit.
Apprehend that horse ass for reckless driving.
But, Daddy, he's.
Do what I tell you, you pile of monkey nuts!
Justice, please.
Who that?
This is Bandit Darville talking.
Where are you, you some bitch?
Before I tell you where I am, Sheriff, there's just one thing I want to say. You must be part coon dog, because I've been chased by the best of them. And son, you make them look like they're all running in slow motion.
Just want to say that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bandit. And as the pursuer, may I say you're the goddamnest pursuee I ever pursued.
Now that the mutual bullshit is over.
Where are you, you some bitch?
I'm right down the bottom of the hill, Sheriff. I'm 6'8" in a cowboy outfit. I got a little pygmy standing right beside me, dressed just like me. You can't miss me.
10-4.
Wait a minute.
Scratch that, hold it.
I can't lie to you, Sheriff. You're too good a man. Look over your left shoulder. Oof. We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
No hard feelings, Junior!
I'm not giving up! I'm not giving up! I'm never going to give up! I'm never going to give up! I'm taking you!
Hey, Betty, wait for me! Don't leave me! Who's going to hold your hand?
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smoke has got them ears on. He's not on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your Bandit run.